Thursday night, Chayvus Halvavus. Okay, Shari Yichud Amayisa, the second shir in Shari Yichud Amayisa. Page Kuf Samach Zayin, single-mindedness of purpose. And Omar, Kivin Shekvar, Dibarnu Liel, Bebitochon. Oh, well, if you look at the page, it even says, B'yichud Amayisa, L'shem Yisal Elevado. That you're doing it to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. That's what the Yichud HaMaisa, you could have Yichud HaMaisa for other things too. Yichud HaMaisa just means single-mindedness of purpose, focus. Yes. But for what? So, L'shem Yisala Levada. Omar, Kivin Shekvar Dibarnu Liel B'Bitochen Al Hashem Yisala. We explained yesterday that the reason this is the structure of it coming after Bitochen is that now you could work on Yichud HaMaisa. Because after you've fully, hopefully you've developed to some degree, I guess you don't have to do it fully, but to whatever degree you've developed the idea that everything that happens to you, it's Gzeiros Hashem, and therefore you develop Bitochon in Hashem. So now you're ready to structure your actions based on only Ratzon Hashem and no other ulterior motives. No other factors. Now, that doesn't mean, Lamashal, sometimes it's the, again, we're going to go through the whole shahr. We can't, like, deal with everything on the first line. But certainly, for example, kavod abrios, right? That you shouldn't, the way a person conducts himself, there's a value called kavod abrios, but that's in halacha. So that's included in Ratzon Hashem. The gedorim of when you can, let's say you could, you say, oh, I learned in brachas that you can violate an iser drabonon or violate a sheva al taiseh and they covered abrios. So how does that fit into Yichud HaMaisa? The answer is poshut, because that's part of the halachic system. And so the Ratzon Hashem is that covered abrios is a value. No one's denying the value of covered abrios. We're talking about when there's a clash between Ratzon Hashem, and you say, oh, if there's a clash, no contest, no problem. Well, the Chayvus Halvavus doesn't think so. He says most things people do are because they're looking over their shoulder at what other people will think of them. If they'll think kindly of them, if they'll think that they're frum, if they'll, right, the friends we choose, many times the hechsherim we choose, a lot of things we choose. So the question is, where are we coming from? So now, you're not going to go to Gehenna if you eat a very good heksher because you want your daughter to do a good shidduch. So you're not going to go to Gehenna because of that. Right? We're talking about a madrega of Yichud HaMaisa, doing things for the right reason. The truth is that when you do things for that right reason, I think superficially you think it's very limiting. Say, I don't want to limit myself. I want to experience, like, I want to do a lot of things. I want to be this way. I want to be with these people. I want to be funny. And with these people, I want to be, right? I want to be able to relate and have many different types of experiences. I don't want to have Yichud HaMaisa. I want to be able to experience different things and have different kinds of friends and different kinds of, you know, people I associate with, and I want to have different personalities. I think we all know people like that. That when they're in this venue or in this mode, they're this way and then that way. And I don't know, Yichud HaMaisa seems very limiting, but the truth is, it's very liberating, because there's nothing in Yichud HaMaisa that says you can't have all these experiences. But adarabba, when you see a person like that. And again, I think we all know to some degree people like that. You see people that, like, wants to be all things to all people. But if there's no common, if there's no nucleus, then really it's very sad. So then the person has no sense of self, because he's just like floating around. And then after 10 years, you know, it's gishmak from age, let's say 18 to 38, it's very gishmak a way to live. But then it gets very depressing afterwards, because like you don't know who you are. Like, what am I? What are my values? What do I, you know? So Yichud HaMaisa really is, it lets you be yourself. It lets you be yourself, and it gives you a nucleus. And now you can do all those things, nothing's stopping you, but you have the nucleus keeping it all together. It's like a common denominator, that it's not stam yitzufloigin, and you're all over the place, and you're this and that, and these guys are politicians, and they were doing all sorts of things in life. But when there's a nucleus, so that holds it together, and it gives it a common purpose. And then he's always focused on the common purpose. So it's fulfilling. Okay, this is a big overview. Let's learn it inside. Reitzi lahasmech lekach bir ofane yichud. To explain the ways in which you develop yichud maisa avoda l'shem levado, biglau mashayesh pekach, and really, he says here, why is that a good thing to do? Mitohar hamatzpun, it's a tohara. Like, you're not fatumu. You're not. You know who you are. You know what your goal is, and you have a specific goal. And then, but if you don't. If you don't have a sense of self, that the Tohar Hamatzpun means it cleanses you. V'nikyon halavavos min habilbul hamatzin osam. Because today you can have this value, and tomorrow you can have a different value, and it depends who you're with today and who you're with tomorrow. And right? I don't want to say examples. People might think I mean them. Right? When you're with your fellow parents of where your kids go to school, you're this way, and when you're with the people you go to shul with, you're a different way, and when you're with your people that you know from high school, so of course you're different, right? But many times people don't have a sense of self, and they're not focused, and they just attack all over the place. So, nikyon toar hamatzpun, v'nikyon halavavos min habilbul hamafsid osam, because it's very movable. As I said, Yichud HaMaisa clarifies. You have a common denominator goal. Then, within the context of that common denominator, so Yiddishkeit is very on Purim we're happy, and on Tisha B'Av we're sad. And the person, and then there's Yom Tiv, and then there's Shabbos, right? We're very different. Every day, weekdays, Shabbos, Yom Tiv, Rosh Chodesh, right? The way you act with your parents, the way you act with your friends, the way you act with your rav, the way you act with your children. So we have all these experiences. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's, as I say, it's held together. Otherwise, it's just a bilbul. You don't know who you are. You end up getting depressed. You wake up one morning and you say, who am I? What am I? Right? I'm friends with this one, I'm friends with that one, and everybody likes me, but you say, you look in the mirror and you say, who am I? V'hatzolah, and it saves you, misuge ha-hizdarderus, from the sinking, ha-goremes l'hizchaneth. This is already chanufa. Right? If you don't have Yichud HaMaisa, if you don't develop Yichud HaMaisa, and you're a crowd pleaser, so it's only a matter of time till you have the nesayon of being a crowd pleaser when the crowd's doing something not right, and the crowd's doing something wrong, and right? But by then you don't have enough koach to stand up to them. So you end up being machnif them, going along with them. Hatzolah, Yichud HaMaisa saves you from slowly sinking into that problem. Bisuge ha'ezdardus ha'goremes l'hizchaneth, that's chanufa, not speaking up against evildoers, smiling and nodding your head as if it's okay to do what they're doing. U'lehisrapes, two modern words for me. Had a regular chavis halavos, I see. Uladaber chalokos labrios, to speak smoothly. He means a smooth talker. where you don't, where it means echad b'peh v'echad b'leiv, that's what he's referring to. And that's how you end up being. He's talking about now a sinking process. You start off, it's a madrega. It's a wonderful madrega. It makes tohar hamatzpun. It cleanses you. It clarifies you from bilbul. He says it also saves you because you start sinking. If you don't have it, you start sinking, and you end up being machnif, evildoers, and you end up echad b'peh v'echad b'leiv, because you're thinking one thing and you're talking another, because you want to be one of the crowd. You want to... K'mo shomer Elihu, this is Eov's friend, al no esa p'nei ish, I don't want to... I know what this isn't the vernacular, but it's not nice to use those words. I don't know how to say it in proper English. I only know the slang, which is very not kavodik for me to use those words. Right? Everybody knows. I don't want to, just overlook what people are doing. Bel odom lo achane, ki lo yadati achane kemat yisaini oseini. A complicated puzzle. It means I won't have any premius, and I'll just make up things as I go along, and I won't really develop. I won't do that. I won't have a life where I don't really have a value system. My value system is what people approve of. And therefore, this is such an important thing, or it's such a wonderful thing. It saves you from bad, and it's also a higher value. I will now explain menyone toar ha-maisim, purifying one's maisim, meaning it's a clarity, purification. L'shem shisha enyonim. I'll split it up into six parts. The six prokim. Six prokim in this shahr. And that's the main shahr, the main parak is the fifth parak. The fifth parak is the big parak. He really says it all. Echad, number one, Mahu Torah b'maisim Hashem. That's good old Chavis Halvavus. He always starts off with a clear definition, so that you should know what you're talking about. V'hasheni b'mei yihyeh. How it manifests itself in a person. What's the definition? How is it manifested in your life? V'hashlishi b'elu maisim Chavis HaTorah l'Hashem. What actions demand that you develop Toar Hamaisa, Yichud Hamaisa, Borvi Kamamine Mavsida. The Chavirovitz always does that. Do you remember from previous Sharim, he devotes a perek to things in life that ruin it, that spoil it, that act against it, so you have to be on guard, to guard against it. Vachamishi Echofan Shlilusum in Anefesh. No, Kamaminim Avsidav just says what spoils it. Chamishi is how to guard against it. How to stop what we learn in Perek Ravi. Heich ofan shli lusum en anefesh, kidei shiyaskayim lo'odam ha-Torah la-Hashem, ba'ez kol ma'isa shiyasa lishmo. How to make sure that the Mavsidav of Perek Ravi don't infiltrate, and how to stop them. And that's like a huge Perek. That's the biggest Perek. Vashishi bebikoris al hola al halev lishomer mimenu velichbosh also. I think that means that after you've developed it, so then you have nisyonos afterwards. Oh no, bikoris. It means it's like a modern Hebrew. Bikoris. How to check yourself. Where do you plug into? How do you take your blood pressure? How do you check yourself that you... What's a good check? To check that you're having Yichud HaMaisa. Okay, we learned the first parak. Parak Rishon. So we can say we learned the first parak already. Asher L'Torah HaMaisa L'Shem Yisala. What's the definition? Hu Shetei Kavano Begolui. He wants it to be Begolui also. He wants it to be obvious. He wants it that... shouldn't be ashamed of it. The goal of an ister b'maisa avodas Hashem l'shmo yisale k'dei lasos ritzono b'levad. Now that's a mouthful. It's a mouthful. I mean, everything a person does But that's the definition of Yichud HaMaaseh, that everything you do should be to fulfill Hashem's will. Velo Ratzon HaBrios, not to fulfill. You say that's not the goal. Even if you're doing Kibud Av V'Aim, you're saying, "Oh, I want to fulfill my father's will, or I want to fulfill my wife's will." You're doing Kavod Ishto, or the Isha's Kavod Baila, Ratzon Baila. That's all under the heading of Ratzon Hashem. And it's really a very, it's a powerful yisod that is very hard to live with. And that is that there is only one value in Yiddishkeit. Nothing else, there's really no objective value in anything. There's no objective value. The only objective value is to do the Ratzon Hashem. Everything else is, well, it either is Ratzon Hashem or it's not Ratzon Hashem. But there's no such thing as, you know, I don't know, whatever you imagine, ethics that are outside of Ratzon Hashem. There might be Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. That may very well be true. It is true. Chazal said it. Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. But it's all under the general, it has to fall under Ratzon Hashem. Below Ratzon HaBrios. Okay.